pas depuis 1938. Le monument de la connaissance française saurait nous rappeler, s'il en était besoin, l'impérieuse nécessité pour notre belle nation de rester fidèle au serment de 1778 et de vivre dans une amitié vraie et sincère.
La parole est au chef victorieux des forces expéditionnaires américaines, le général John J. Pershing. Officers and soldiers of the AAF, here comes your chief, the general.
I feel certain that all of you, my friends, will realize how difficult it is for me to express the sentiment that fills my heart at this moment. First of all, being for myself and the American veterans and people, I can only voice our heartfelt appreciation of the honor paid the American Army of the World War by the French people through the election of this magnificent memorial. That it was made possible through small contributions from even the most humble of France gives it for us a spiritual significance. As I see it, we are assembled here to recall a great historic fact and to emphasize its consequences rather than to do honor to any individual. One monument is to commemorate the momentous step taken 150 years ago to establish the principles of human liberty in government, and the other will commemorate the equally important step taken 20 years ago to maintain that liberty. This selection of the historic city of Versailles as the site of this memorial seems most appropriate. The youthful Lafayette, who had ardently embraced the cause of liberty, urged upon his government the treaty signed here in 1783 to assure the success of America's struggle for independence. 1917, the American government, prompted by the almost universal sentiment of the people, came to see that the attack upon France constituted a peril for that same liberty and decided to go to the rescue. The treaty that closed that conflict was signed in 1919, also at Versailles. The fact that America's love of peace and hatred